KD2AIT listening. Good evening, this is KD2AIT, net control for the Black River Valley Service Staff. My name is Jeff. This net is held every evening at 9 p.m. on the Blue Volumes Radio Club repeater on frequency 146.655 MHz. The repeater is located 2.5 miles southwest of Blueville on Jackson Hill. This is an informal net. All interested parties are welcome to check in with or without traffic. Emergency traffic has priority at all times and can break in at any time. Is there any emergency traffic? Are there any portable, battery-powered, or mobile stations wishing to check in? This is KD2AIT, net control for the Black River Valley Service Net. I'll now take calls from regular members and guests.
This is WAQ, just going to check in and out, Jeff. I think there's a storm brewing relatively close. Just want to say good evening, WAQ.
WX2, BJL.
WB2RUQ.
Okay, there's three real quick. WA2U was in and out. Thanks for checking in there, John. And we'll go on to WX2PJR. Paul, good evening. What's up?
Yeah, good evening, Jeff. Everybody else aboard? 77.7. Three sevens. Huh. I guess I win the jackpot. I don't know. Anyway. Anyways, not too much going on here tonight. Melting, I guess, a little bit, but fortunately tomorrow will be better. Wish I could see what was coming in here. Let's see. I got distracted at popcorn and microwave. Yeah, we do have some stores moving in here shortly, from the looks of things. I thought it sounded a little noisy on the HF band. like close. So hopefully we'll get something tonight to cool us down and make it bearable for sleeping. I know tomorrow night will be good. So other than that, not much more to add here. Just giving you one for the count, saying hi, and pass it back to you, WX2PJ.
Okay, Paul. Yeah, I'm hoping for some less humid weather myself, a little bit cooler and drier, more than anything else. Alright, yeah, looks like we're in for some storms here tonight. Nothing too major, but just blowing through. Okay, thanks for checking in, Paul. We'll catch up with you later. KD2AIT. Let's see, WB2RUQ. My father down there in the Hudson Valley on Echo Link. John, good evening. What's up?
Yeah, KD2AIT, WB2RUQ. Alright, we're balmy 79 degrees here in the Hudson Valley. We had rain during the day, but, you know, spurts of heavy rain and then gone. But I think, if I remember right, I looked at the radar earlier, we should have some stuff coming through here probably around midnight or so. And it's just a little bit of rain every day. Other than that, nothing else to report. It's been a nice, other than that, we got a lot done today. And quick question for you, did you figure out what you're going to do for a router? WB2RUQ.
I have not. I've looked at a few of them here and there, and I just haven't made up my mind yet. So I'm just going to have to wait until I figure it out. I've seen a bunch of different points on a bunch of different types and or brands, I should say, and don't know what I'm going to go with it next. We'll see. When are you coming up next?
Not sure yet. It won't be this week. I'll have to give it some thought. Not really sure. It's a shame on the router. I'm biased toward Netgear. I like their stuff, but I saw some of the comments on Amazon, the low ratings. People seem to have the same problem, which is a shame. That's a nicely designed router. And for me, it would give me coverage to the back end of the house, but oh well. All right, but my router's working okay so far, knock on wood. So back at you. This is WB2RUQ.
Okay. Well, I just wonder when you're coming up there. My cabin, I'll take a look at my chainsaw. Comes up here. That's acting up. All right. We'll catch up with you later. This is KD2AIT, net control for the Black River Valley service net. Looking for check-in.
KA2ZNZ.
KA2ZNZ, Jack, good evening. What's going on tonight?
Well, we're right in between storms here. I see lightning out in front of me. One storm went a little bit south of us, but there's another one coming from the west. There's two of them coming from the west right now, across the center of the, center of the state here. So I guess I won't stay on too long. I'm hoping I can do the net on my net there tonight. And we'll just say 7-3s to all. KA2ZNZ, back to you, Jeff.
Well, Roger. Okay, well, maybe you'll have to go out in the car and do the net from your mobile there or something. Well, good luck with Octet there tonight, and we'll catch up with you later. KD2AIT, looking for check-ins. Okay, for myself, I've done nothing but work all day and take a small little nap. That's about it. Didn't even have time to play with Addy all that much, a little bit, but not that much. So I'm hoping to change that tomorrow. Had a lot of work to do. A lot of catching up so I can go up there and play at camp this weekend. And that's about it here. All right, are there any comments, queries, or late check-ins?
This is KC2OKX. Good evening. No traffic. Kent, this will be Jeff in Canastota. Go ahead.
KC2OKX. Good evening, Jeff. First time I think I've had you here on my net anyway. What's going on tonight?
Not too much. We're waiting for the anticipation of the front that's coming through right now. Things are getting pretty dark, and the winds are starting to kick up here a little bit. Now, just looking at the radar, looks like just around Syracuse, just maybe a little bit east of Syracuse, they got some pretty heavy stuff going on, which will be here shortly, because we're about 18 miles east of Syracuse. So, just got off the HF net. That was on with the Rock City net there on 3826, and just set that down and had my 2-meter 440 scanning, and stopped on the Boonville repeater, so I thought I'd throw my call sign out, say hi, and check into your net there. Go ahead.
Okay, well, thank you for doing that. We're here usually every night at 9 o'clock, and you're welcome to check in whenever you'd like. Looks like we're all going to get a little bit of rain here in central New York, and I see a lot of them are not just the storms that are wheeling in on the radar, but I see a bunch popping up, too, out of nowhere. So I guess we got to have one more day, but I'm hoping there's supposed to be some cool air behind that and cool everybody down. But, well, thank you. Thank you, Jeff, for checking in. My handle is also Jeff. This is KD2AIT. I don't run all the nets, but I run the majority of the Boonville service net here. So thank you very much for checking in. We'll catch up with you later. This is KD2AIT looking for check-ins.
Just a quick correction there. Is it KD2AIT or AET? Go ahead.
AIT.
AIT. And you located in Boonville too?
Affirmative, yep. We're right here in Boonville.
Okay, very good. Thank you, Jeff. Nice to meet you, and we'll try to check in when we can there. Appreciate you coming back to me. KC2OKX back to net.
My pleasure. Thanks again. This is KD2AIT, net control for the Black River Valley service net. Are there any other comments, queries, or late check-ins?
KD2OFK. KC2WI.
WE2FK. Good evening, my grandfather there. What's up tonight there, Harry?
Well, we did some odd jobs. Had a little shower there this afternoon. That was a hard shower last night. It didn't last long, but boy, the rain sure came down. And you could hear it on that steel roof. And it really pounded. So, just working on a project here, and we might get done someday with that. So that's about all I have for you. This is WA2OFK.
Roger. WA2FK, will you be available for a landline here after the net?
Yeah, I will be.
Roger, as soon as that's done here, I'll give you a buzz. Okay, KC2WI, Pete, good evening, what's up?
KC2WI, well, I just got back from Lake Pleasant, and I had planned to come back earlier, yesterday afternoon, and go to the farmer's market in Lyons Falls and so on, but I'm keeping an eye on the weather and the temperatures. It kind of got a little late, and it was clear it was still going to be hot, and I called a couple people that were maybe going to drop some things off and said, how about we wait, and they said that's okay, and so I stayed there, and was a lot more comfortable than here, I'm sure. It wasn't bad, and cleared off yesterday afternoon. It would be real clear, and then it would cloud up, and you think maybe it was going to rain again, and might as well go in, the sun's in, and then it would come back out. I finally went out in the boat in the afternoon, and just to go out and take a little hike, and went over to Fawn Lake and Clavely and so on, and was there for an hour or two. It was very pleasant, and walked back from one spot through the woods to another spot. The sun was back out, stayed on the beach there. Said, well, I ought to get back, and the sun went in. I said, well, I guess I'm not missing anything. Got back in the boat, back to the house, and the sun was out. The stars were out before I went to bed, 11, I don't know what time it was, and next thing I know, it was raining, and it rained some overnight, and then this morning was relatively speaking cool and overcast all day. It never really cleared up until I was headed back to down to Boonville, and I had left later than planned. I did some work there in Lake Pleasant, and I was fiddling around with computers and customer stuff, but playing with the endless convolutions of Linux. I don't know, people say, well, Windows is convoluted, but the problem with Linux is what you think you know doesn't apply to the next distribution or iteration. So much of it, anyway. So, I don't know. Anyway, stopped to pick up a couple little sewing repairs, and I talked to Debbie Bruce for a little while, and then Dick was out mowing the lawn. He flagged me down, and I spent some time looking at his computer, and then I said, well, it's close enough. I wasn't planning on it, but I guess I'll go over to the park, and ended up, sticking around for the Topaz Trekkers, and we had kind of a little meeting, and so I didn't get back here till 8:30, and it's pretty toasty in the house. I'm debating whether I want to kind of put fans on and blow some of the cooler air in, or whether I just want to live with it for overnight, because I think it's quite a bit drier air inside than outside, and judging by the forecast, it looks like tomorrow's probably lower humidity, so I'm just thinking, well, maybe I just ought to be real calm tonight, not to do anything to get any warmer than I already am, and see what happens in the morning. So, I don't know. I think what Dick told me, that the storm that you had in Boonville this afternoon was like 0.92 inches and just poured. We didn't get that in Lake Pleasant, but we got quite a bit, but there was no thunderstorms or anything. KC2WI.
Okay, yeah, we had quite a couple of thunderbursts here, but all right, Pete, thanks for checking in. It's KD2AIT. Are there any other comments, queries, or late check-ins? Okay, hearing none, I'll now close the Black River Valley Service Net. Return this frequency to the radio which you use. I'd like to thank John, Paul, John, Jack, Jeff, Harry, and Pete for checking in tonight. And say 73 is anyone who may be listening in. This is KD2AIT. I'll be clearing out.
KD2AIT, KC2OKX. KC2OKX, clear. For the United County Traffic, an emergency net accident which is taking place this evening on 147.240. Any station wish to check into accident with or without traffic, please call WA2U.
WA2U, KC2WI, no traffic.
KC2WI, recognized. Anyone else for the United County Traffic Emergency Net? Please call WA2U, the net's on 147.240 this evening. Any additional stations with or without traffic?
WA2U, this is N2WBX, no traffic.
Okay, a little bit of noise. It's November 2, Bravo Whiskey X-ray.
WBX, Whiskey Bravo X-ray.
WBX, okay, thank you for checking this evening. Any stations with or without traffic? For the United County Traffic Emergency Net, WA2U, checking for stations with or without traffic, and I'll return to 147.240. I'll make this the final call. Any additional stations? Okay, nothing heard. Thank the two stations that checked in this evening. Appreciate the just repeater. WA2U now returning back to 147.240, and have a great evening. It's miserable weather here in Clay, New York. WA2, you're clear.